Four men have been arrested after a federal grand jury indicted them for supporting and helping to finance terrorism. One is a professor on leave from the University of South Florida. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
At a Washington news conference, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced 8 indictments. 4 people were arrested, 3 in the Tampa area, and 1 near Chicago. The other 4 indicted all live overseas and were identified as leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which has been designated by the U.S. as a terrorist group. In announcing the indictment, the Attorney General said the group has been responsible for drive-by shootings, car bombs, and suicide bombings that have claimed at least 100 lives, including those of 2 Americans. Ashcroft said the 4 men arrested all helped support and raise money for Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and he identified University of South Florida computer engineering professor Sami Al-Aryan as the group's U.S. leader.
The indictment states, and I quote, "In his capacity as a leader in the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, he directed the audit of all monies and property of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad throughout the world."
Al-Aryan has been under federal investigation since the mid-1990s when he co-founded an Islamic think tank, the World and Islam Studies Enterprise. The organization's director was Ramadan Abdullah Shalah, who in 1995 left the U.S. and became a leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Al-Aryan has consistently denied that he has any connection with that or any other terrorist group and believes he's been targeted because of his criticism of Israel and his support for Palestinian causes. As he was led away by FBI agents Thursday morning, he told reporters his arrest was political. Following a hearing at the federal courthouse in Tampa later that day, his attorney, Nicholas Mattassini, agreed.
He has gone on a hunger strike to protest his detention because he strongly believes in the right to support the Palestinian cause and the people of Palestine without fear of persecution by this country, because that is an unpopular belief.
Attorney General Ashcroft said the arrests are part of a government campaign to crack down on people in the U.S. who provide support and financing for terrorism. He said some of the information that led to the indictments came from intelligence wiretaps that were made available to prosecutors under new surveillance rules. For more than a year, Al-Aryan has been on leave from the University of South Florida while the school has been trying to fire him. He's been supported all along by civil liberties and Muslim groups, and several expressed concern about yesterday's arrest. Helen Samhan of the Arab American Institute said Al-Aryan's arrest has implications for American Muslims that have little to do with the charges against him.
"Our concern is more personal, more human. Springing from the seemingly continuous bombardment of the Arab American and American Muslim communities with multiple government initiatives that feed the general public's negative impression that we are not to be trusted as full Americans."
The other 3 men arrested yesterday all worked with Al-Aryan at the Islamic think tank in Tampa or with affiliated groups. All 4 were held over without bond until a detention hearing next week. Greg Allen, NPR News.